recently new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
I've told you in previous broadcasts about some of the zero-tolerance nonsense that has caused punishment for mostly boys in elementary school for actions that should not have been punished. But now one school has carried this zero tolerance so far that it isn't even safe to talk about guns. The father of a middle schooler in Calvary County, Maryland, says his 11-year-old son was suspended for 10 days for merely talking about guns on the bus ride home after school. This sixth grader at Northern Middle School was talking with friends about the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre when the bus driver hauled him back to school to be questioned by the principal. The father said in an interview that the principal told him that with what happened at Sandy Hook, if you say the word gun in my school, you are going to get suspended for 10 days. So what did the boy say? According to the father, the boy neither threatened nor bullied anyone. He said, "I wish I had a gun to protect everyone." He wanted to defeat the bad guys. The boy was questioned by the principal and a sheriff's deputy, who also wanted to search the family's home without a warrant. He started asking the father if he had firearms. The principal did not respond to calls or emails seeking comment. The boy's suspension was later reduced to 1 day. Another incident in Anne Arundel County, Maryland, is zero tolerance that leaves you not knowing whether to laugh or cry. A 7-year-old boy was suspended for 2 days for biting a pastry into the shape of a gun. His family had to hire an attorney to expunge the suspension from the boy's school record. In this case, the NRA got into the act by presenting the kid with a lifetime membership in the National Rifle Association.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders will equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Welcome to Food Riot. Our food supply has been managed, manipulated, and mandated. A collusion between government and corporations has determined what ends up on our plates. If you value having access to a variety of real, nutrient-dense foods, then join us on our quest for food freedom. Please welcome your host, Brad the Butcher Jordan.
All right, welcome back to Food Riot Radio for hour number two. And it looks like we have John Stettmiller on the line with us. John, are you there?
Hello, Brad.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Fairly middling, mostly dark here in Texas. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. It's a little bit chilly in North Carolina, too. Do you have a message for all the listeners out there?
Well, the people that appreciate Republic Broadcasting Network, we're in the middle of a much-needed and, well, most assuredly needed pledge drive for the network. We're down a couple of months on the bills. Gee, I wished I could drink the Kool-Aid like the rest of America, sit back and watch CNN and think the unemployment rate's at 7.2%. The job and the economy picture is looking up, and, well, it's all going to be fine and dandy, and we can all go have fun. Such is not the case. This has been a very, this past year, 2013, was a very, very bad year. What's being reported in the media, Brad, as far as jobs go, my friend over at Shadow Stats, Mr. Williams, has it at about 25%. Well, I'm unemployment. I'm a little bit higher than that. I'm about 27, 28, pushing on 30. And these are numbers that I feel that are surpassing the numbers of the Great Depression. Back in 1929, when it got really bad in 32, 33, there was about 25% of the workforce in this country that was out of work. Well, we're already there, and the situation in the economy is not getting any better. I mean, to be honest with you, it just plain sucks.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, I don't believe the lies that the government tells us, of course. I mean, I work in distribution during the day, and I can wholly see it. I mean, it's tough to meet the numbers every month, and I get it. I mean, people out there aren't buying a lot of products. I mean, I'm in the tool industry, and people aren't buying tools. They're just trying to get by right now, and it's unfortunate, but, yeah, it's just the way the economy is right now, and that's obviously because of inflation and government meddling in the markets where they shouldn't be, but... Yeah, I just think it is terribly, terribly unfortunate.
What was that guy that he was a congressman out of Texas, ran for president in 2008 and then again in 2011? What the heck was his name?
Ron Paul?
Yeah, that said something, Brad, about it's the banks, stupid. What we need to do is investigate these guys.
We need to open the Fed.
Yeah, I'll take a look at their books and then after we can all prove to ourselves how bad things really are and how the banks helped us get there, then we can, you know, pull the charter and say bye-bye Federal Reserve. You know, what's fascinating to me is this system has been in place for 100 years, And in recorded human history, there has never been a fiat currency that lasted more than 100 years, and there's a good reason for it, because it eats itself. In other words, it devalues itself. It loses its value year after year after year after year. And it's lost about 98% of its value. And difference between 1929 and today, the economy is not going to come back because the wizards in Washington decided to throw more money at the debt problem. The only problem is that the banks don't give money for free. They're going to charge interest on it. So we're chasing bad money with more bad money. And that is an absolute recipe for just a full-on disaster.
Yeah, like Ron Paul said, we need to liquidate our debt, you know, get rid of toxic assets. And, you know, we don't really have to pay the bank back. We don't have to pay them back all the interest and all their loans. I mean, what we should do, in my opinion, is default.
Well, there's a maximum in law that says that possession is 9/10 of that law. I'm sure the American people, most of them are starting to wake up. A lot of us know where the problem comes from. And I will just say this, that if you want it, come and get it. That's my only response to that. They've had their fun. They've made their trillions and trillions and trillions off the sweat equity of this nation and its people. It's time to cut these suckers loose.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And and we got to get donations up for RBN as well. Is there a number, or what can the people do listening right now to help our cause?
Well, we can give you a toll-free number. We'll answer that. We're going to answer that phone up until midnight tonight at 877-605-9200. You can go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org. There's a rotating banner at the top in the news stories. Also, there's a little thing in the weekly updates right to the right in blue there, RBN updates. It just says pledge. Click on that. That'll take you to the donation page. And our address is there. You can make a PayPal donation or you can give us a call. If you don't want to call tonight, that 800-724-2719, there'll be folks in the office Monday that'll answer that call. But we're just asking for right now. We need the emergency relief right now, 877-605-9200. And if you want to send us a check or a money order, that's fine. For a donation of $100 to the network, we'll give you a nice RBN t-shirt, high-quality shirt, and an RBN mug. And that's our way of saying thank you for recognizing what we're doing and trying to educate the public and get this republic back on track.
All right, John. Well, thank you for calling in tonight. We do appreciate everyone listening. And please take a moment, if you can spare the extra money, to donate to RBN. It's a great platform. They promote free speech. You know, no one's handling me or any of the other hosts. We get to say what we want, say what we feel. We promote freedom. We promote liberty. So please, if you have some extra money, please donate tonight.
Thank you, John. Brad. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you. And I want to bring back on Randy Zeeler. We were chatting before the break about this, the rewording of the Right to Farm Act in Michigan. Randy, are you still with me?
I'm still here.
All right. Thanks for coming on. We had to do a quick donation drive. Like John said, we're down a little bit. But everyone listening in for John, for Randy, is there anything we can do out there to kind of, you know, convince officials in Michigan that, you know, we want our right to farm? Is just like Liz said, is there anything people can do that are listening tonight to change their minds, to sway them the other way?
You know, Brad, I think we have the same situation that Liz has. You know, our fight is within the state, you know, being fought by Michigan farmers. They're the MDARD and the ag commissioners aren't listening to us, and we live here. I appreciate all the help we can get, but I don't think they're really going to pay too much attention to out-of-state people. But certainly, you know, do what you can, because if we lose our protections here, and Michigan has always been held as a model of having the strongest Right to Farm Act, if we lose here, what's going to happen in the rest of the country?
Right.
I mean, this is a snowball effect. They're going to take out all the little farms that they can right now, and then they're going to keep going and keep going until there's only two, three mega corporations in the country determining what we can have in our yard, what we can have on our plate, and all of that.
Slaves. Slaves to the state. Oh, man. Randy, thank you for your input. We're coming up on a quick break, everyone. Please stay with us. I know we got Chad from Alaska on the line. Stay with us after the break. Everyone, you're listening to Food Riot Radio.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Welcome back to Food Riot Radio. I am your host, Bradley Butcher Jordan. Before the break, I mean, we've been talking about a lot of good stuff tonight. Food freedom is where it's at and what it's about. I had Liz Reitzik from NourishingLiberty.com on. We were talking about legalization of raw milk in Michigan. I have Randy Zeeler on with me, and he is representing a lot of small farms in the state of Michigan right now. Please check out the Michigan Small Farm Council mission statement, and that is on michigansmallfarmcouncil.org. So everyone, check it out. Support him, support his cause. The state of Michigan is looking to change the language in their Right to Farm Act bill, and that could severely hurt all the small farms out there that aren't zoned purely for agriculture. Randy, are you still with me?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so, I mean, what else can people do, you know? What do they need to go to this website? I mean, what can they do to wake the sheeple up that don't believe that, you know, the mega food producers want to cartelize the industry and limit our access to this nutrient-dense foods from small farms?
Well, MDART, in their infinite wisdom, only allowed us a few days for public comment. They closed that window on January 22nd at 5 o'clock. However, there's an Ag Commissioner meeting coming up on February 12th, I believe it is, 12th or 14th. Let me take a quick look. And you're allowed 3 minutes to make a public statement at that meeting, and that's February 12th. We'll have, there's a link on the Michigan Small Farm Council website. If you're there in person, you can speak your mind for 3 minutes. You can also send emails and letters to the Ag Commissioners themselves, and we have that contact information available as well. Funny thing about the Ag Commissioners, they don't like public comment so much, and they're actively working to reduce the number of meetings that they have in a year because they don't want to deal with the public at large.
Sure.
These are people who were appointed by the governor, and they're claiming they're just too busy to do their jobs, so they want to reduce the number of meetings they have.
Oh, they just want to write their decrees and have everyone obey. But it looks like we have Chad from Alaska that has a question for you or I. Chad, are you with us?
Hear me okay?
Yeah, buddy, I can hear you. How are you doing tonight?
Okay, you were wondering why the government is coming after the farmers and kind of put forth the idea that they're trying to deprive the people of good health, and I would disagree with that. I think we need to understand that we're living in an economic model that demands ever-increasing population to provide ever-increasing economic growth to pay on the ever-increasing national debts. And when economic growth ceases, we are going to nearly instantaneously revert back to the agrarian age or earlier. And this leaves only two possible outcomes. One, cannibalism on a scale that's unimaginable, or two, the implementation of gun-to-the-head slave labor FEMA statutes that allow FEMA to take total control of all commerce, industry, and citizens. And my view is that this and all the arms and ammunition purchases by the government is what this all is in preparation for.
Wow. Randy, care to comment on that?
Yeah, I'll comment on that. I'll take that for a minute. In this fight that we're having here locally and within Michigan, since I got involved, I said this has always been a matter of education. One, we need to educate our elected and appointed officials, and that obviously isn't working very well. So the next step, and probably the most important step, is to educate our citizens, educate our neighbors that this is something that is likely to happen, and what are you going to do when you can't go to the grocery store and get your GMO box of cereal and your aspartame-tainted milk? What are you going to do, folks? You're going to come to the local farmer who has backyard crops and has chickens for eggs, and you're going to be begging for food.
Yeah, I agree.
It's a matter of education. The Revolutionary War started with a few people educating their neighbors.
Yeah.
So we need to be aware of this broad overreach of government that's trying to strip us of all rights and send us back into a slave type state. We've gone through food rationing. We went through it in World War II, except that time it was to benefit the military action in Europe, so people were encouraged to raise their own food.
Right.
Now we're seeing something completely different. You know, we want to control the sources of food, you know, for our own nefarious purposes. And, you know, that makes me quite leery of the government action. You know, it's a common saying, I love my country, but I fear my government. I mean, that's apparent every day why that statement is true.
Yeah, I mean, geez, I mean, just see, it's not like they're writing laws to increase freedom, right? They're always encroaching on our freedoms and liberties more and more every day. You know, with this recent, wasn't there just a recent shooting in a mall in Maryland, actually? So I'm sure all the gun control zealots out there will be, you know, clamoring and hammering away to get some kind of gun control placed and to reduce our freedoms there. And, you know, it's tragic to see all this happening. And, Chad, did you have anything else you wanted to add in?
No, I generally agree. I just see the government taking total control of every aspect of life and food production and just from A to Z.
Maybe we need to join you up in Alaska and get the heck out of here.
Have a nice night.
All right. See you, buddy. All right. Randy, well, I got another guest coming on pretty soon, so I just wanted to say thanks for coming on tonight's show. And where can people, just once again, tell everyone listening where they can go to help you in your cause?
Check with us at MichiganSmallFarmCouncil.org.
All right, everyone.
That's a good place, and we can get you some other links and contacts from there.
All right. Well, Randy, thank you so much for coming on. Everyone, check out his website. It is MichiganSmallFarmCouncil.org. Check it out. You know, we're fighting for food freedom. We're fighting for freedom every day. And once again, Randy, thanks for coming in. And I think I have, yep, thank you, Bob. I think I have Bob Tuscan on the line with me. Bob, are you there? He must not be on with us quite yet. He should be connecting shortly. But I mean, this is what it's all about, folks. This is what freedom is. I mean, having the right to choose the products we want to put in our bodies, having the right to consume raw milk, having the right to grow and produce our own food. And, you know, that's just the thing. I mean, that's what we have to be looking at here. Why should we have to beg for freedom? Why should we have to petition government officials? I mean, these guys should be ashamed of themselves for even trying to push these regulations onto us. I mean, they should be ashamed. They should be disgusted. I mean, how can they wake up every single morning and do what they do and know that they're eliminating freedoms that we have, right? That universal law permits us to have. We have a right to property. We have a right to produce our own foods, to grow our own crops, to have our own poultry and have our own cows and have our raw milk. I mean, to sit here and have to beg for these kind of things, I think is damn ridiculous. And, you know, we'll be talking. Hopefully we can get Bob Tuscan on the line after the break. Everyone, I wanted to encourage you to stick with us. We got a lot of great conversations going on tonight. This is Food Riot Radio.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Welcome back. This is Food Riot Radio, and I am your host, Brad the Butcher Jordan. And so we've been having a lot of great conversations tonight. I had Liz Reitzig on. We were talking about raw milk. I had Randy Ziller on talking about the Right to Farm Act in Michigan, how they're trying to change the wording. So please check out both their websites. They're up on my Facebook page. Just go to Food Riot Radio. Don't forget to click the like button while you're there. And it is my pleasure to have on now Bob Tuscan. Bob Tuscan is a freedom maniac like myself, and he also has a show on here every night of the week. Bob, are you there?
Definitely a maniac, that's for sure. I don't know about a freedom maniac, but
well,
you're a maniac.
You're a liberty maniac, aren't you?
I am. I am a fan of sovereign rights, whatever that is, and natural law, I should say. That's a better description of it.
Right. Well, so. I don't know how long you've been listening in tonight, but we're talking about food freedom and all these issues. And do you find these issues important? As you know, are you into the raw milk and eating locally produced foods and things like that?
I sure am. I have a glass of raw milk right next to me as we speak. It's from a farm here that provides it strictly for pet consumption only. Okay,
Same in North Carolina. What state do you live in?
I'm in Florida, so we have the same sort of laws. And each state is different, as your listeners know. Some states will allow you to buy it openly. Other states will raid you with SWAT teams for having raw milk for sale. It's quite ridiculous. And in a sense, I'm all for the 10th Amendment, and I don't have a problem with that. But I think when it comes to the FDA and these other regulatory commissions getting involved, and in the case of places like Maine, where you have a conflict of interest with big dairy getting in the way of local farmers selling milk that at the end of the day is healthier for you. It's 10 times better to drink raw milk if you're going to drink any milk than it is to drink the pasteurized junk.
Well, the Center of Disease Control begs to differ, and so does the federal or the FDA, and I mean, all these other bureaucratic agencies will fight you on this and say, no, raw milk is inherently dangerous because it can contain all these harmful pathogens, and you can get E. coli, and you can get salmonella poisoning, and they fear you and browbeat you into and shame you into buying the store-bought milk and things like that. And that's just the problem I have. It's like they're so anti-freedom. All these bureaucrats and politicians, they just want to shame you and scare you into obeying what they say. But you know what? I think a lot of people are saying, I'm not going to listen anymore. I'm going to take a stand. I like drinking raw milk. I feel like it's great. I feel healthy. I feel satisfied. I feel nourished after I drink a glass. And I think that's the important point to take home. Like, people aren't becoming sick. I mean, there's probably 10 million people in America that consume raw milk. We're not dropping over. Yeah, I know. We're all terrorists. I got to tell you this, though, Bob. I feel great because I know there's a federal ban on the interstate of raw milk transfer. And I feel good going across state lines to get my milk because I know I'm breaking a federal law, which makes it even juicier of a law to break. And so yeah. I feel pretty good about that. But, I mean, how's everything going? You're also a parent, right?
Yeah, and my little one's still up. Can you believe that? Jeez.
My little one is still up as well. I'm not going to lie.
But he's been sleeping in until 9:30, 10 o'clock sometimes, so can't complain about that.
Yeah, and my little daughter, she's kind of on my schedule because I work nights, so I'm up till like 2 or 3 in the morning. Now, she doesn't stay up that late, but she usually goes to bed around midnight, and she sleeps until 10 or 11. So, but yeah, I mean, you know, what about
parents? Look at us like we're crazy, man. I told a parent that at the park today. She said, "What? My baby wakes up at 6 o'clock in the morning." It all depends.
I know, and I also, you know, people look at me like I'm crazy because I also let my child sleep in the same bed.
We do that too, man. I guess we're both terrorists.
We're terrorists because we drink raw milk and let our children sleep with us. Send in the FDA, send in the SWAT teams, kick in the door, arrest me, shackle me up, and throw me in a solitary confinement.
Is your wife still breastfeeding?
Yes, she is, and my daughter is almost 2.5 now. So we're actually trying to wean because, you know, it's kind of tasking, you know. Hopefully we're trying the natural weaning thing, and hopefully she eats more food going forward.
Baby-led weaning.
Yes, baby-led weaning. That is correct.
How old is she again? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Two and a half.
2.5, yeah. We're at 1.5, and we're still breastfeeding strong. You know, 70% of mothers stop breastfeeding after 6 or so months, and it's a startling statistic, and I really think people should not underestimate the power of breastfeeding. It is the most important thing for that child's health and development. Forget the vaccines, forget all the other junk. Breastfeeding, it's really there, you know, as a part of nature for a reason. And I think we should embrace people breastfeeding their kids to 2.5. Others might say, wait, you're still breastfeeding? I say, more power to you. Now, it's taxing on the mom, and it is a dedication, but you know, at the end of the day, it's what's best for the baby.
Yeah, it's such a nutrient-dense food. I mean, it is the most healthiest. It is the healthiest thing a child can have. And the child, it's like a calming, nurturing thing for the child to have the breast there, sucking on it, so to speak. Because that eases them. I mean, whenever Nora, my daughter, gets freaked out or scared or hurt, she goes right for the baba, and it's like this very calming, relaxing thing that just seems natural to a child. I mean, Nora was born at home. It was a home birth. She's never been to a doctor. She's never been sick. So I can't speak highly enough of, you know, nutrient-dense foods, of breast milk, and things like that. I mean, are you kind of on the same path, Bob? It sounds like you are.
I most certainly am. We had a home birth that after 30 hours of labor decided that it wasn't going to work for us, according to the midwives anyways. So I had to transfer to the hospital, and going to the hospital was one of my worst fears. Obviously, my worst fear was not having a healthy birth, but we ended up doing all right with a few exceptions. And I've told this story several times before. You know, you get to the hospital and there's pressure everywhere you look from the medical mafia, and it's really tough. Like I said, 30 plus hours, I was sleep deprived. I was a mess. Jeez, was I a mess. But long story short, I managed to still take control of much of his, you know, experience there and our experience there, and was able to avoid the vaccines, was able to have skin-to-skin contact with him. He never left our sight.
Oh, that's very good. So
yeah,
they didn't try and force the C-section, did they?
Well, at some point they insisted that might be the option here, might be the option. But when all was said and done, we had a healthy vaginal birth. What they did force was the cutting of the cord, which I am not happy about. In fact, they said either you're going to cut it or we're going to cut it.
Now you're not supposed to cut the cord. That's new to me. I thought you were supposed to cut the cord.
No, what you should do ideally is wait for the cord to stop pulsating. And there's even some people who practice something called a lotus birth, where the cord actually stays with the baby for an extended period of time until it starts to go away naturally. And the reason for that, Brad, is because that cord is their lifeblood for so long that to cut it suddenly, that like most people do with modern medicine, it's very traumatic and harsh on them. And it's not ideal to cut the cord right away like that. So that was
wow.
One of the...
I've never heard that, Bob.
Yeah, it's a really interesting thing that we researched a lot about, and I was just really disturbed that I had to do that. Overall, though, like I said, we were able to make sure those bullies at the hospital did not push us around too bad. There was one incident that I've said many times before was probably a great example of what happens to so many parents across the country, and that's when they wanted to pressure us to get the HIV test. And I don't have time to get into a whole dissertation on HIV, but long story short, they said if I didn't get this test, which I find to be very dangerous and unreliable, that they would contact a higher power. And I said, what, are you religious? You know, pray to God?
Is God going to come down and strike me dead?
Yeah, they said, no, we might have to call Child Protection Services.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I'll tell the listeners maybe what happened after that when we come back here in a little bit.
Yeah, that is bizarre. I mean, I guess I didn't know about the child cord there. I mean, I snipped mine. The midwives gave me that option, but I also didn't know about this whole HIV testing. Is that common practice? Well, I guess we'll talk about that after the break. We're coming up. You're listening to Food Riot Radio.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with 2 black Berkey purification elements, 1 shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and 1 Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, 1 shower filter and 1 sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
All right, welcome back. Somebody has a message for you.
This is Nora from Food Radio.
All right, thanks, Dora. That was my little daughter. She just wanted to say hi to everybody out there. But we have Bob Tuscan on with us this afternoon, and this evening. And before the break, we were talking about childbirth, umbilical cords, and HIV testing. Bob, what's going on, buddy?
She should just take over for the rest of the show, man.
I know she should. I don't know how many more words she can say after that, but yeah, she did a great job.
That was classic, absolutely classic. So the bottom line is the HIV test doesn't test for HIV. It looks for antibodies that are there when you're sick or when your body's fighting off an illness or when you're pregnant. So when you're pregnant, your antibodies are naturally elevated. And oftentimes that could trigger this HIV test, and we talk about the validity of HIV on a different show perhaps, but that could trigger this test and label the mother as HIV positive, which is then attached to that child, and they will have you under their grip for the rest of your life until they kill you with their pharmaceutical poisons.
AZT was...
Go ahead.
That is just bizarre. I had no idea. I haven't been to the doctor in so long, and, well, none of us have been. And they actually do that. They want to do that right when you're giving, or right after you give birth. They want to take these samples, and more than likely, is it like more times than not you'll test positive for something like that?
Well, not more times than not, but there's a large enough chance that you'll test positive for something that's not really in existence, that's not really based on finding or isolating an actual virus that causes AIDS. You see, my wife and I, we went the natural route, so we hadn't had those tests. Those tests, in the state of Florida anyways, are mandated unless you opt out. And we had opted out. So when she transferred to the hospital, the first thing they wanted to know, what's her status? She had no status because she never got the HIV test. So they were very insistent on getting that test done to the point where, like I mentioned, they threatened to contact and consult a higher power. Long story short, I stood my ground, and that never happened. But nonetheless, it was, you know, something that most parents, I think, would feel pressured enough to back down. And, well, the HIV issue is one that I've done a lot of research on, and I was not about to run the risk of my wife and my baby having that stigma associated with them when it's not a legitimate issue to begin with. It's like the hepatitis B vaccination that they insist newborns get, okay? Hepatitis B, how do you get hepatitis B? Oh, you have sex with multiple partners and you shoot heroin up your arm.
Right.
Was my newborn doing any of that activity? It's absurd to think that we need to, the second that child's born, shoot him up with this deadly vaccine with all sorts of other ingredients. And I won't digress too much on the vaccination issue. But the whole process of a hospital birth has been co-opted to the point where I'm surprised children survive these events, let alone do not suffer from serious trauma for the rest of their lives. Now, you didn't have a boy. I had a boy, which offers a whole new situation when it comes to something known as circumcision.
Right.
And that circumcision right there is something also that the hospital wanted to know if we were going to do. Of course, absolutely not. I come from a Jewish family. Not that that means much in this discussion of circumcision, because many people here in the United States circumcise, although the numbers are changing, the tides are turning as far as that's concerned. And the rest of the world for sure is not on board with circumcisions. Only the United States and Israel and maybe Australia and a few other countries are really interested in implementing a circumcision policy for, you know, health reasons, supposedly.
No,
but that right there is trauma-based mutilation. And, you know, you could tell me all day long that, you know, the baby doesn't remember it. Well, the baby's brain is still developing. And when you have a certain flooding of chemicals in that child's brain and you're mutilating his body as you hold him down and pin him down to a table, not to be graphic here, folks, I apologize, but that's what it comes down to. So I had to really fight that off. And I had to fight my parents nagging me off on that one, too. Oh, well, what if he doesn't look like you? The hell do I care if he looks like me? Just because you traumatized me and mutilated me doesn't mean that I should be, necessarily doing that to my son as well. I have a tattoo. Am I going to tattoo my newborn child so that he looks like me? If I lost my leg in the war, am I going to lose his leg, too? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. And if we would have had a boy, we are thinking the exact same thing you are. You know, why do anything unnatural, right? I mean, that foreskin is there for a reason. It gives extra pleasure during sex. And I think, I'm not sure what else it does, but why would you want to take that away from somebody? It's beyond me.
Well, it has a lot of properties to it that are extremely important and a lot of nerve endings. You know, tons of nerve endings, to the point where it's kind of absurd that anybody would want to take it off. And that, you know, as far as the skeptics saying, oh, what about, you know, cleanliness and all that, you clean under the foreskin. Okay, it's not rocket science. You clean
right.
Under. Big deal.
I,
so
I,
I don't care if he looks different in the locker room, like my dad said. Oh, what about the locker room? I don't care if the girls think it's different. I think that's a misnomer. And my dad said that, too. He's like, what about the girls? It's like, Dad, you're worried about my newborn son's sex life? That's a little premature here.
Who cares? I mean, it's just like there's so many people that want to control everything we do. They want to nanny us to death. They want to shame us into following their perception of reality. But the fact is, all 350 million of us, we've all been raised different. We all have different reasoning abilities. You know, so why put your worldview on us? Just let us live our own lives. We're not threatening you in any way. You know, just let families be. And for the life of me, I do not understand why these control freaks, whether it's in the medical industry, the food industry, you know, government, it's like they all collude together. They want to control us. They want to, you know, keep the sheep in line, keep us headed to the slaughterhouse. And, you know, it's so bizarre, but people need to realize they do have the option of just not obeying. Just civil disobedience, you know, not participating in the medical complex, not participating in the grocery store food complex. I mean, there is still the option to just not participate. And Bob, you know, if more people did what you and I are doing, I think we would see a huge shift, a huge change in this country. I mean, that's the important thing, like being a stronger community, being a stronger family. And I think that all starts with, like you said, birthing and eating good foods. And, you know, I just look at a lot of people that I work with, they're sick. And, you know, one guy I work with, he's been sick for 8 weeks and there was a box of Dunkin' Donuts on his desk and Girl Scout cookies. And I'm like, that's why you're chronically ill. You know, you make fun of me for... Yeah, he makes fun of me for spending a lot of money on raw milk and nutrient-dense foods and thinks all these home births and this co-sleeping is just a bunch of quackery. But you know what? My kid is happy, healthy. She's walking. She's talking. And she's never been to the doctor, so something's working, right?
Yeah, we have the same situation, knock on wood. But you know what? It's okay because we have people in the White House that care about us and our food. And I have an article up on my website right now about Michelle Obama teaming up with Subway for healthy eating effort because, you know, Subway's healthy. You got their bleached, nasty bread with their processed meat. And Michelle Obama, the first lady, expected to announce this past Thursday that the Subway sandwich chain will spend $41 million over 3 years to encourage finicky young eaters to eat more food that comes out of the ground or grows on trees as long as it's Subway sandwiches.
Yeah, I mean, and everyone can check you out at bobtuskin.com. And what time does your show air?
The same time, 10 till 1 in the morning East Coast time or 9 to midnight Central.
Yeah, so Bob Tuskin, thanks for joining us tonight. Great, as always, having you on. Very insightful. There's a few. I thought I knew a lot about natural parenting. I did not know about the umbilical cord, and I didn't. Well, I haven't been to the hospital. I didn't know that they are clamoring to test everyone for HIV if you want to have a birth there. So again, thanks for the
Twitter. Thanks for listening in to Food Riot Radio.